This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Tēnā koutou katoa and welcome to episode 8 of Country Connoisseur on Manawatu People's Radio. Te reo irirangi ōna tangata o Manawatu. Welcome to all our regular listeners and the new ones too. I know my aunt is one of the latter, and it's appreciated that you all have your ears on the program for the next hour. Getting us underway today was the talented Maren Morris and her track Good Friends from her 2022 album Humble Quest. It's the first time featuring Maren on the program, and I thought I needed to play one of her songs. Her music blends country with elements of pop, R&B and hip-hop, making her sound unique and fresh. You may recognise her from her hit collaboration The Middle with Zed and Grey from 2018, 5 years ago. It hasn't been a very good Auckland anniversary weekend up north, has it? Some unprecedented weather events going on in Auckland and the Waikato, Coromandel and Bay of Plenty regions. The severe flooding across Auckland is causing multiple disruptions, postponements and cancellations. It's very sad to hear the event has claimed 4 lives. The 2 returning concerts for Sir Elton John on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour had to be cancelled. Friday night's concert was at the last minute. It's a huge disappointment for Auckland after his previous postponements due to health issues in 2020 and COVID-19 in 2021. The Lower North Island, including Manawatū, has also been experiencing some not-so-summery weather over the last couple of days. Met Service are issuing several weather warnings and watches, so make sure you're up to date with the latest information by going to metservice.com and do take the necessary precautions and stay safe. All right, let's play some more country music for you. Coming up, we've got another hot new single from Across the Ditch, courtesy of James Johnston, and the new one from Jordan Davis, one of the hot country stars in the States at the moment. But before we get to that, let's play a track from a duo from Sweden of all places. I was pleasantly surprised when I first heard it, and I'm sure you will be too. They're called Tennessee Tears, and this is Head Over Heels on NPR's Country Connoisseur.
At a crossroads, trying to get past that and searching at the bottom of empty glass, no bottles deep enough to drink away the pain. Just one look in your eyes driving me insane. And every whisper with every touch, you show me something I never felt before. And every heartbeat with every word, you let me know that I'm forever yours. I believe that I'll be.
Access Radio. NPR.
Well, the forecast says some storm clouds are on their way to town. Well into the morning, it'll be coming down. Well, I got one thing on my mind, and you might feel the same. Lock ourselves inside this house and listen to it rain. Tonight I'm like a freight train, I'm rolling home to you. My heart's like a matchbook and your kiss is a fuse. The world's gonna have to kick that door in if it won't send this wound. So lay down, I'm about to love you and I ain't stopping no time soon. Our way around the dark, our hands know what to do. The only light we'll ever need's a lightning flashing through the window pane. And let the thunder shake everything under this roof. 'Cause you and me and night like this is too long overdue. Tonight I'm like a freight train, I'm rolling home to you. My heart's like a matchbook and your kiss is a fuse. The world's gonna have to kick that door in if it wants in this room. So lay down, I'm about to love you and I ain't stopping no time soon. You can tell that storm to take your sweet time. I'll be taking mine. Now I'm like a freight train, girl. I'm rolling home to you. My heart's like a matchbook, and your kiss is a fuel. The world's gonna have that door in if it wants in this room. Too late, I'm about to love you and I ain't stopping no time soon.
Let's go. Got an old house that'll fix her up. A pair of boots that will hand me downs. Ball tires and a little rust. Still gets me into town. The grass might be greener and they might be ripe. I bet the beer's just as cold on both sides. And if you're asking me, I'm a lucky one. Cause I got a good life, I'm doing alright. A lot of love. I got a job that's paying the house off. A couple of kids to keep me on my toes. And it might not seem like much to some, but I tell you now, it's all that I want. I wouldn't trade this life even if I could. Cause I got it good. Fishing boat, Still can't seem to reel them in. There's a new joint on the main road.
That's right.
Still ordering the same thing. Cause everyone's looking for shined up and new. But I'm gonna stick to my roots. Cause I got a good life, I'm doing alright. A lot of love waiting for me back home. I got a job that's paying the house off. Couple of kids to keep me on my toes. And it might not seem like much to some, but I I got a good life, man. I love my wife and my two boys in the house that we call home. We call home. And it might not seem like us to some, but I tell you now, it's all that I want. I wouldn't trade this life even if I could. Cause I got it good.
Yes, he's got it good. It's James Johnston on NPR's Country Connoisseur. A nice song with some nice lyrics too. He's one of the big names in Aussie country music. Before that was Jordan Davis and No Time Soon, and the duo from Sweden, Tennessee Tears, with Head Over Heels. It's the Waitangi Long Weekend this weekend, and there's heaps of events happening around Manawatu. Let's just hope it's fine weather. The big one has to be the NZ Superstock Teams Champs at the Robertson Prestige International Speedway on Saturday and Sunday nights. This brings thousands of people to the city. There are a couple of teams from Manawatu racing with many well-known names on the speedway scene. Gates open at 3 p.m. and the first race starts at 6 p.m. Scrutineering of the cars will take place in Te Mirai Ohine, the square, from 12:30 to 3 p.m. There are fireworks on both nights, so if you've got pets, do look after them. The New Zealand Masters Games kick off in Whanganui from February 3 to 12, 10 days of sports, challenges and entertainment. The Palmerston North Gypsy Fair is on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 p.m. on the railway land. Palmy Bid have a speedway market on Sunday for the team's champs on Broadway. It'll go from the region on Broadway to downtown. Live music from local musicians, handmade goods and craft stalls, art, yummy treats, family-friendly entertainment and much more. 10 to 3 p.m, go and have a gander. The first Wonderful Woodville Market is on this Sunday at the Woodville Sports Ground. This will be a monthly event on the first Sunday of every month. Also in Tararua, the Mangamaria Sunflower Field is opening on Thursday this week. It's only open for about 3 weeks, and from Thursday you can make a booking to go there. Otherwise you can go to one of the open days, 10 to 2 p.m. over the next 3 weekends. I saw photos of this online last year and it looks pretty cool. It's just off State Highway 2, halfway between Pahiatua and Ekitahuna. Go to their website sunflowerfield.co.nz to get all the details. It wouldn't be a weekend in Palmy without some concerts or shows, would it? The Globe Theatre has Anthony Tonin on Friday night and the Hot Potato Band on Sunday night. Behind the Globe, the Dark Room is hosting The Tragedy of Macbeth from Friday to Tuesday, a day off on Waitangi Day. It's a partial fundraiser for two of the members to travel to London as part of the Young Shakespeare Company. On Waitangi Day, Palmerston North City Council and Rangitane o Manawatu are hosting a free and family-friendly event in Te Mirai Ohine, the square, from 11 a.m. You can commemorate the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, acknowledge our history and learn a bit more about its significance today. There will be a free community barbecue, activities, stalls, followed by a concert and food trucks from 3:30 p.m. Emerging artist Te Kura Huia from Levin and Māori music collective IA will perform, and Anna Coddington, a winner at the 2022 Waiata Māori Music Awards, will be headlining. The Rongotiran District Lions Gala Day and Auctions at the Te Kawau Recreation Ground is also on, but the Settlers Day event in Kimbolton has been postponed. Zach and George from New South Wales, Australia have got quite a following in their homeland. They put out a country pop number called Barstool earlier this month, and I'll play it for you in under 3 minutes. And Kiwi country artist Jamie McDell has a track called Not Ready Yet. But right now, a very popular track from Canadian artist Mackenzie Porter. It's been out since November 2021, a chart-topping country hit in Canada. This is Pick Up on Country Connoisseur.
Saw a 95 F-150 at a stoplight. Looked a lot like yours, but it didn't have that. Learned to drive stick shifting that I put in the door. Or that sunshine state sticker on the gate we got in the spring break town. Damn, it's been a minute since I've been in it. Now I'm thinking about whose hands at the window on the windows down. Picking up now. Picking up now, yeah. Who's that pickup picking up?
Community Access Radio.
No working when drinking, it's written there on the wall. A pretty sweet reminder, we won't be taking calls. A business suit, a pair of boots, talking about this and that. Your home team's on the big screen, bartender fills your glass. We're all just here kicking back for a little while. Some of us are whiskey, some of us beer. Some will bring a story, some will bring ears. We're all here to kill the time and pour a glass of nothing to prove. So every Friday I'll meet you downtown. If you had a bad day, I'd buy the first round. So bottoms up. Every drink, there ain't no judging. You can think what you wanna think. 'Cause there's our 50s and there's our fools when it comes to where you're at. If you need to top it up, you found the place for that. We're all just here kicking back for a little while. Some of us are whiskey, some of us beer. Some will bring a story, some will bring ears. We're all here to kill the time and pour a glass of nothing to prove. So every Friday I'll meet you downtown. If you had a bad day, I'd buy the first round. So bottoms up, and here's to us and what we do. Sitting on a bar stool. Got a few troubles, I got them too. We're all here to kill the time. Pour a glass and nothing to prove. Every Friday I'll meet you downtown. If you had a bad day, I'd buy the first round. So bottoms up, and here's the worst.
Just
Now that's some summery country music. It's Jamie McDill with Not Ready Yet, a track which came out quite a while ago and was on her self-titled album released last year. You might remember about 11 years ago she was quite successful as a pop artist. Over the last 5 years or so she's changed tack and is now recording alt country folk material. And it's not bad either. That song, she said, is hopefully reminiscent of something the Chicks would have done in the 90s. There's some cheeky lyrics in there that she's not ready for a lot of things yet, but wants to write more music. We also had Zach and George with Barstool and Mackenzie Porter getting that set underway with the very upbeat pickup. There was some excellent news about the Victoria Esplanade last week. The New Zealand Garden Trust has upgraded its endorsement from 4 stars to 5, and it is now a garden of national significance. Congratulations to all involved in the maintenance of the Esplanade. Reba McEntire opened her own restaurant in Oklahoma in the States last week and even serenaded the diners with a few bars of fancy. The menu is personalised to McEntire's upbringing and favourite foods, and items include Nashville-style hot chicken and slow-smoked Choctaw beef brisket. Sounds delicious. It's simply named Reba's Place. Please stay tuned, because coming up after the break, we have three artists who are coming down under next year: Bailey Zimmerman, Hardy and Ernest. I'll also play a track for my sister Erin. She's 11 on Thursday, and I'll tell you all about the country musicians set to perform at the Super Bowl and Monday's Grammy Awards. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back on NPR's Country Conversation.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down your face as I walked out that door. can we take?
Community Access Radio. NPR.
I got turned around in some little town I'd never been to before, working my way through a middle of June midnight thunderstorm. There was something in the headlights that stopped me on a dime. Well, she was scared to death, so I said, climb in, and then she climbed. Ooh, yeah. Well, she was bruised and broke from head to toe with a tear in her bloodstained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes, and asked her where he was.
I don't know if he's an angel, 'cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell-bent to fight the man behind all the whiskey scars I hid. I never thought my day of justice would come from a judge under a seat, but I knew right then I'd never get hit again when he said to me,
wait in the truck, just wait in the truck. Well, I knocked and knocked and no one came, so I kicked in his double wide door. I let the hammer drop before he got to that 12 he was reaching for. I didn't try to hide my pistol, I didn't even try to run. I just sat on the porch smoking one of his cigarettes and waited for the cops to come.
I don't know if he's an angel, 'cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell-bent to find a man behind all the whiskey scars I hid. I never thought my day of justice would come from a judge under a seat, but I knew right then I'd never get hit again when he said to me,
wait in the truck, just wait in the truck. Comes to see me from time to time. It was worth the price to see a brighter side of the girl I picked up that night. And I might be here forever, it ain't paradise, that's true, but it's a whole hell of a lot better than the place I sent him to. Yeah. Just wait in the truck.
Have mercy,
wait in the truck. Just wait in the truck.
Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord.
sunrise will shine on me one time and lay this heartache to rest. 'Cause whiskey don't burn like it used to. It hurts and there's nothing that I don't regret more than letting you leave. 'Cause now it's just me and a bunch of songs we used to sing, like old memories in the frame, taking me back just like that. Spinning you around that kitchen floor, there ain't nothing like the sting. The blue eyes crying in the rain, still playing loud when you walked out and slammed the door. Now those songs we used to sing are just songs that I can't sing anymore. Long drives get longer, these drinks just get stronger. Silence is my new best friend. Oh, I can't go to Broadway 'cause all of the bands play records that you left behind by my bed in a box that I should just toss. 'Cause they're a bunch of songs we used to sing, like old memories in the frame, taking me back just like that. Spinning you around that kitchen floor, there ain't nothing like the sting. The blue eyes crying in the rain, still playing loud when you walked out and slammed the door. Now those songs we used to sing are just songs that I can't sing anymore. Heaven knows I left the light on ever since. But a bunch of songs we used to sing, like old memories in a frame, taking me back just like that. Spinning you around that kitchen floor, there ain't nothing like the sting. The blue eyes crying in the rain, still playing loud when you walked out and you slammed that door. Now those songs we used to sing are just songs that I can't sing anymore.
That's Ernest and Songs We Used to Sing, wrapping up a set of three artists coming down under in March, supporting Morgan Wallen in his first concert in Aotearoa. We also had Hardy with Lainey Wilson, who isn't coming, but I wish she does tour here soon, with Wait in the Truck, and Bailey Zimmerman with Rockin' a Hard Place, both currently in the top 10 on the US country chart. A debut for Ernest and Hardy on the program, and the return of Bailey Zimmerman after I played his track Fall in Love on episode 2. Bailey is the youngest of the three support acts. I was surprised to find he's only 23 years old. He's doing very well with his debut album, Leave the Light On. That's its latest single, getting the second half underway on Country Connoisseur. The 57th Super Bowl in America is not far away. It will be held on February 12 at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. So that'll be February 13, 12:30 p.m. our time. And the national anthem will be performed by Chris Stapleton. The third straight year a country musician has performed it. Mickey Guyton performed it last year and Eric Church in 2020. Past country performers include The Chicks, Faith Hill and even Charlie Pride. Garth Brooks controversially performed the national anthem in 1993, 30 years ago, but almost didn't after an argument between NBC executives and producers over screening his music video for We Shall Be Free. The video contained some controversial images, NBC said, and Garth also denied a request from producers to pre-record his performance. 45 minutes before kickoff, he argued with producers while Jon Bon Jovi, who was at the game, was on standby to perform the anthem. Garth did get his way, though, and for the first time in NFL history, the beginning of the game was delayed to show the music video. Since then, the NFL requires all performers to pre-record their singing. Country music hasn't been well represented at the famous halftime show, though. The last time was when Shania Twain took the stage with No Doubt 20 years ago in 2003. And Rihanna is the halftime show headliner this year. The school holidays have finished for some students, and it's time for them to go back to school, except for those in Auckland. All schools, early childhood centres and tertiary institutions have been instructed to close until February 7 to minimise traffic while vital infrastructure damage from the severe weather is repaired. That's not a problem in Clutha though, where my sisters Megan and Erin went back to school yesterday. 13-year-old Megan started at South Otago High School. Our next song is a dedication for Erin, who is turning 11 on Thursday. You're sharing it with Howard Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers, who is 77, model Christine Brinkley, who's 69, and Shakira, the Colombian singer of Whenever Wherever, who is 46. It's also the second anniversary of the passing of Captain Sir Tom Moore. It's the new single from Luke Combs, who will be performing at the Grammy Awards on Sunday night in Los Angeles. That will be broadcast on Waitangi Day at 1pm on TVNZ2. Luke has got 3 nominations and is chasing his first Grammy. Brandy Carlile will also perform. She has an impressive 7 nominations, including Album of the Year and Best Americana Album for In These Silent Days, and she's also in the running for Record of the Year. On the way in about 4 minutes is the new single from Thomas Rhett, but right now, this seems the perfect song to play. It's the new single from Luke Combs, Growing Up and Getting Old, on Country Connoisseur.
I still hit them dive bars every once in a blue moon. Got a wild card that I keep inside my boot. I've been thinking lately maybe I should save it. Some hangovers sure kick my ass these days. I spend most of my happy hours here at home. In the middle of growing up and getting old. But I can still raise hell all night with the boys when I want to. Lay that hammer down to see how fast she'll go.
Community Access Radio.
guy like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you pray that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man, with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I deserve. You should have slammed the door, changed the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart. Tore it apart and left me alone. Don't know why you were patient and wasted good saving on me. Maybe angels don't always have. Type of guy the miracles wake up next to. For too long I didn't know what I had, but dang, these days I do. If I make it to heaven, it'll be by head. I wanna look at you and I.
Song from Thomas Rhett, Angels Don't Always Have Wings, on his latest album released last year called Where We Started. Before that, a special dedication for my younger sister Erin. She's 11 on Thursday, and that was by Luke Combs called Growing Up and Getting Old. Speaking of getting old, there's an article on Stuff which I read today about the Upper Hutt Cosy Club, and it comes after comments Chris Hipkins made when he became Prime Minister. He told Tover O'Brien he likes to go down to the Cosy Club on Friday night and listening to people, and he can just get away from the life of politics. And it reminded me of the Rangitike Club, which was in Fielding, and it was a good place to go throughout the week, but especially on a Friday night. And probably most of the people there did have a gold card, but some young people there too, and I used to enjoy going down to the Rangitike Club on a Friday night. A shout out to my mate Ian, who was one of the presidents there at one time, and he will know the next couple of songs I'm about to play as we come to the end of Country Connoisseur. There was a big hit in 1971 by Lobo, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, and Lobo, along with Paul Overstreet, who's known for co-writing the song When You Say Nothing At All with John Slitz, who also wrote The Gambler, by the way, my favourite song, has teamed up with a guy called Billy Ertz in the States, and they've re-recorded some lovely acoustic versions of those well-known songs. So they will take us out of Country Connoisseur today. If you're listening to this on the radio, there are some songs I didn't have time to play for you today, but you can catch the extended edition on npr.nz/show/country, and on there some great new songs from artists such as Caroline Jones, Drew Parker, Restless Road and Dierks Bentley. And if you are tuned in on the radio, it is time to say goodbye, and thank you so much for tuning in. It is much appreciated. If you're not online and do want to catch the show again, it will be on 2pm on Saturday, and I'll be back next Tuesday at 2pm on 999am, npr.nz, and wherever you get your podcasts, for what I hope to be a New Zealand music special as we celebrate Waitangi Day next week. But now for Ian, all the oldies in Fielding, and all those that went to the Rangitike Club, I'm sure this would have been played a few times. It's Lobo, Paul Overstreet, and Billy Ertz with the brand new acoustic version of Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Take care, everyone. I'll see you next week.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay and how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
I can still recall the wheat fields of St. Paul and the morning we got caught robbing from an old hen. Old MacDonald, he made us work, but then he paid us for what it was worth. Another tank of gas and back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
I'll never forget the day we motored stately into Big L.A. The lights of the city put settling down in my brain.
Though it's only been a month or so, that old car's bugging us to go. We gotta get away and get back on the road again.
Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. Me and you and a dog named Boo, just traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, back on the road again.
Diverse Radio, NPR.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me.
The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd.
Oh, Mr. Webster could never define
what's being said between your heart and mine.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me.
The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall.
Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all. That smile on your face lets me know that you need me.
There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me.
The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best
when you say nothing at all.
When you say nothing at all. When you say nothing at all.